وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى shower his choicest blessings on you. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله. ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Quran that Allah nazzala ahsan al-hadith kitaban mutashabihan mathaniya taqsha'irru minhu juludul ladina yakhshawna rabbahum thumma talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum ila dhikrillah dhalika hudallahi yahdi bihi man yasha wa man yudlilillahu fama lahu min had. Allah revealed the best speech, a book in unison with itself and oft repeated, whereat the hair stand on end on the skins of those who fear the sustainer. Thereafter the skins and hearts soften to the remembrance of Allah. This is the guidance of Allah. He shows the way thereby to whomsoever He wills. Him whom Allah leads astray, He has no one at all to guide him. There are numerous other verses in this regard. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, recite the Quran, for it will certainly come on the day of resurrection as an intercessor for those who were its companions. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, fasting and the Quran shall intercede for the person. Fasting will say, O my sustainer, I prevented him from food and drink by day, so accept my intercession in his favor. The Quran will say, O my sustainer, I prevented him from sleep at night, so accept my intercession in his favor. They will thus intercede in his favor. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Quran is an intercessor whose intercession is accepted, and a disputant who is trusted. He who places the Quran before him, that is, recites it and acts on it, it will lead him to paradise. He who places it behind his back by turning away from its teachings, it will lead him to the hellfire. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who recites the Quran and memorizes it, and then considers it lawful to be lawful, and it's unlawful to be unlawful, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall admit him into paradise by virtue of it and enable him to intercede on behalf of 10 people from his family, each of whom the hellfire had become incumbent on. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the best of you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it. Uqbah ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam appeared while we were at Suffa. He said, which of you would like to go every morning to Budhan or to Aqiq and bring from there two camels with huge humps without committing any evil, nor severing any ties of kinship. We replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all of us would love that. He said, why does one of you not go to the masjid in the morning and learn or recite two verses from the book of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? This is better for him than two camels. Three verses are better than three camels. Four verses are better than four camels, and the like thereof in the number of camels. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Abu Dharr, that you leave in the morning and learn one verse from the book of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is better for you than offering 100 rakats of salah. That you leave in the morning and learn a chapter of knowledge, whether it is practiced upon or not, is better for you than offering 1,000 rakats of salah. Sahal ibn Mu'adh narrates from his father radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who recites the Quran and practices on it, his parents will be made to wear a crown on the day of resurrection. Its light will be better than that of the sun in the houses of this world. So what do you think of the person who practices on this? Buraydah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who recites the Quran, learns it and practices on it, his parents will be made to wear a crown on the day of resurrection. Its light will be like that of the sun. His parents will be made to wear two garments, which this entire world will not be able to compare with. They will ask, why have we been made to wear this? A reply will be given, because your child learnt the Quran. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, he who recites the Quran will never reach a state of abject old age. This is based on Allah's words. We then cast him to the lowest of the low, except those who believed and did good deeds, that is, those who recited the Quran. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the person attached to the Quran will be addressed thus, read and ascend, and recite as you used to recite in the world. Surely your abode is at the last verse which you recite. Abu Sulaiman al-Khattabi rahimahullah states in Ma'alim al-Sunan that it is mentioned in a tradition that the number of the verses of the Quran are equal to the number of levels in paradise. It will therefore be said to the reciter of the Quran, ascend the levels in accordance with what you used to recite of the verses of the Quran. He who completes the entire Quran will attain the highest level of paradise in the hereafter. He who recites a part thereof will attain the level equal to the number of verses he knew. The limit of the reward will thus be at the limit of the recitation. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the person attached to the Quran will come on the day of resurrection. The Quran will say, O my sustainer, adorn him. The person will thus be adorned with a garment of honor. The Quran will then say, O my sustainer, give him more. He will then be made to wear a crown of honor. The Quran will say, O my sustainer, be pleased with him. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will be pleased with him. He will then be addressed, read and ascend. He will increase in goodness with every verse that he recites. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there is no jealousy except in two matters. A person to whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu taught the Quran, and so he recites it by day and night. His neighbor hears him and says, if only I was also given what such and such a person is given, so that I could also do what he does. Number two, a person to whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu gives wealth, and so he spends it for the truth. On seeing him, a person says, if only I was given what such and such a person is given, so that I could also do what he does. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there are three types of people whom the major terror will not terrorize and whom the reckoning will not afflict. They shall be on a mound of musk till the reckoning of the entire creation is completed. A person who recites the Quran seeking the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He leads the people in salah by the Quran, and they are pleased with him. Number two, a person who calls out towards the five salahs for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Number three, a slave who fulfills the rights of his sustainer and also those of his masters. Another narration of At-Tabarani Rahimahullah states, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, "Were it not for the fact that I heard this again and again, till he counted seven times, I would not have related it. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, there are three types of people who will be on mounds of musk on the day of resurrection. The major terror will not terrorize them, and they will not be frightened when the rest of the people are overtaken by fear. A person who was taught the Quran and lives by it, seeking the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the reward that is with him." Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "You cannot return to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu with anything better than what came from him." In other words, the Quran. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Allah Jalla Jalaluhu did not permit a person to do anything more superior than two rakats of salah which he offers. Goodness is spread on the head of a person as long as he is in salah." The people cannot gain proximity to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu with anything like that which came from him. In other words, the Quran. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has family members from mankind." So the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, "Who are they, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam?" He sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "They are the people of the Quran. They are the people of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and his special people." Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that while Usayd ibn Hudayr was reciting one night, when his horse started moving about, he continued reciting. The horse moved about again. He continued reciting and it moved about again. Usayd says, "I feared that it would trample Yahya. I therefore stood up to go to it. Suddenly I saw something like a canopy above my head. It had something like lamps in it. It ascended into the atmosphere till I no longer could see it. In the morning I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while I was reciting in the middle of the night, my horse began moving about." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Recite, O Ibn Hudayr." I recited and it moved about again. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Recite, O Ibn Hudayr." I recited again and it moved about again. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Recite, O Ibn Hudayr." I turned around and saw Yahya close to the horse. I feared that it would trample him. Suddenly I saw something like a canopy which has something like lamps in it. It ascended into the atmosphere till I could no longer see it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Those were the angels listening to you. Had you continued reciting, the people would have seen them. They would not have been hidden from them." A shorter narration of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah and Imam Muslim rahimahullah from Al-Barra radiallahu ta'ala states, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "There is tranquility which descends for the Quran." Al-Hakim rahmatullah alayhi narrates the above with the following exception: "I turned and saw something like lights suspended between the skies and the earth." Usayd said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I could not continue reciting." He said, "They were the angels who came down to listen to the recitation of the Quran. Had you continued, you would have seen astonishing things." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "No people gather in one of the houses of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, reciting the book of Allah and studying it amongst them without tranquility descending upon them, mercy engulfing them, the angels surrounding them, and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu making mention of them to those who are with him, that is, the angels. Such is the virtue of the recitation of the noble Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and grant us the tawfiq of reciting the Quran, ana al-layl wa ana al-nahar, morning and night, for his pleasure. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.